Standing on the ledge, practical traction after a hard hit. This is the Field Manual Expansion Series, Episode 6 of 20, When the Body Becomes the First Witness. Written by Lou Sulian. This episode uses an AI-generated voice to narrate the author's words. A careful note. This post is not medical advice and it is not a diagnosis. If you have chest pain, difficulty breathing, thoughts of harming yourself or someone else, sudden severe symptoms, or anything that feels medically urgent, seek emergency or professional help. The point here is simpler. Under pressure, the body often becomes the first witness. Reader's moment. Sometimes the body tells the truth before the mouth can. You say you are fine, but you cannot sleep. You say it is handled, but your appetite disappears. You say it is just a busy week, but your jaw is clenched, your shoulders are up, and every notification feels like a threat. You say you are over it, but your stomach drops before opening the inbox. You say you are coping, but you keep forgetting basic things, snapping at small things, losing objects, avoiding calls, or sitting in the driveway longer than usual before going inside. The body has entered evidence. Not as accusation. As receipt. What body receipts are? A body receipt is a physical or behavioral signal that pressure is affecting you. It may include sleep changes, appetite changes, headaches, tightness, stomach trouble, irritability, shutdown, numbness, forgetfulness, startle response, restlessness, dread, fatigue, or the need to check and recheck. A body receipt does not automatically explain the whole problem. It does not tell you who is right. It does not diagnose you. It does not replace medical care. It says, something is registering. That is enough to pay attention. Why the body gets dismissed. Many people dismiss body receipts because they think only dramatic evidence counts. An email counts. A contract counts. A bank notice counts. A text message counts. But waking at 3 a.m. for the 10th night in a row, that gets treated as weakness. Dreading a conversation so much that your stomach turns, that gets treated as overreaction. Forgetting simple tasks under prolonged pressure, that gets treated as incompetence. This is how people miss early warning lights. The body is not always rational in the way a spreadsheet is rational. But it is often honest about load. Signal, not verdict. This distinction is crucial. A body receipt is a signal, not a verdict. If your body reacts strongly to a person, place, message, or task, that does not automatically mean the other person is evil, the job is impossible, the situation is unsafe, or your life is ruined. It means your system is responding. The next step is not instant judgment. The next step is inquiry. What happened before this reaction? Is this a repeated pattern? Is there a specific trigger? Am I hungry, exhausted, overloaded, or isolated? Is there a boundary being crossed? Is there a responsibility/authority mismatch? Is my body remembering an old danger in a new situation? Do I need rest, medical care, conversation, documentation, or a practical change? The point is not to worship every signal. The point is to stop ignoring them until they become collapse. The body receipt log. A body receipt log can be very simple. Date. Signal. Context. Intensity. Possible trigger. Next step. For example, Tuesday night, could not sleep, kept replaying email from client. Intensity 7/10. Trigger may be unclear expectations and fear of being blamed. Next step, draft clarification email tomorrow, do not send tonight. That is useful. It does not dramatize. It does not diagnose. It connects body, context, and action. The body as early warning. In the phase zero warning light zone, the body often notices drift before the situation officially collapses. You start dreading meetings. You become unusually irritable. You stop opening certain messages. You feel relief when someone cancels. You begin fantasizing about escape. You are always tired but cannot rest. You keep saying, "I just need to get through this week," but the week keeps regenerating. That is not automatically a crisis, but it is information. Ignoring the information does not make you stronger. It usually makes the eventual collapse more expensive. What to do with the receipt? When a body receipt appears, do not jump straight to the biggest possible meaning. Start with the basics. Have I eaten? Have I slept? Do I need water? Do I need to step away from the screen? Do I need to write the facts down? Do I need to delay this response? Do I need support? Do I need a doctor, counselor, lawyer, financial advisor, or another qualified person? Do I need to stop treating this as just stress and admit the load is too high? The body receipt is not the whole map. It is a marker on the map. The field rule. The body is not your enemy for reacting. It is not weak for registering pressure. It is not dramatic for sounding an alarm when the load is too high. Listen without surrendering judgment. Record without spiraling. Act without panic. The body may be the first witness, but it does not have to be the last word. Let it help you find the next clean step. That was episode 6 of the Field Manual Expansion Series. Next time, the S3 protocol, stop, stabilize, state the next step. Standing on the ledge offers education and reflection, not medical, legal, financial, or mental health advice. Seek qualified support when the situation requires it. Written by Lou Sulian. Godspeed, Ledge Walkers.